Hi guys, it's Megan Segura.
And it's Rachel Roberts.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Yeah. We're going to look at The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 9, Super Tease. I'm so excited.
Yeah, first look.
It's The Real Housewives Awards. It's that time of year again.
Yes.
There's big relationship drama on The OC, RHOD, Shaws of Sunset. We got Word on the Street with Eric J. Mack. Say hello to everyone, Eric.
Hey, everyone.
And then we had possibly my two favorite interviews ever. I don't know.
They're top. They're some of my top ones.
First, Kelly Dodd, who always brings it. And second, Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell.
Who was way better than I think either of us expected.
I mean, the idea was really high. We were like, he's going to be great. He's an expert. We've seen him watch It Happens. And then, so like, imagine those expectations. Then he just like, through the roof.
Right. And then we're going to close everything up with Rose and Thorn.
Yep.
Talking about our favorite moments of the week. So let's start by watching this first look at Jersey.
Yes.
This season on The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
You don't go in between families.
You don't cross the line. You don't do that.
No one tells me how to speak to my husband. Not my sister-in-law. No one.
Like, it shouldn't even be asked in an Italian family.
Teresa, this one's got you going in circles. You're drinking the f***ing Kool-Aid with her. You don't even know what you're saying anymore.
You want something, bitch?
You got the wrong f***ing girl.
We are Italians from Jersey. We love hard, we fight hard, and we go hard.
You guys are like my bitches, and I'm your pimp.
Look at you. Oh, that body.
That body. I have no underwears on.
You look good on your back.
Oh, thanks.
Ah! Are you freaking kidding me?
I was like me shooting alone, right?
Ew, really?
I was being arranged for marriage. We did this chaperone date.
Chaperone date?
I'm like the badass Jewish chick from Jersey.
Tell me how hot that is before I put it. We're coming to Turkey.
My camel toe is getting... camel ride.
Sometimes my children are birth control.
They're so cute.
What do you say, Joe?
Mm-hmm. I really am.
The tinier, the better your ass looks.
Girl doesn't do basketball.
No.
And I'm learning how to be a princess.
I can't relate to people who have affairs with married people.
That's why your husband sleeps in his girlfriend's bed.
You better shut the f*** up with that. You can't control a man. Yeah.
That's your husband.
You control your husband?
Yeah.
You feel like your husband would be in jail.
He could control what he did.
She didn't mean anything. Now you're sticking up for her. You think she's
I really don't know if you're ever really gonna like love me like your real sister.
Shut the f*** with that.
That's my favorite part because it's wow. So we have two new wives.
Two new wives.
I feel like I don't know much about them except one is a badass Jewish girl.
Yep.
Jewish chick from Jersey.
And then one of them hates Margaret because
she slept with a married man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was Joe married?
Mm-hmm.
They were both married.
Yes.
But you know what? Margaret, it's not like she's not reaping any negative consequences. It's not like her life is perfect.
I just like that she's open about it. She doesn't hide that it didn't start in the best way.
Right.
But yeah, of course it's going to be fodder when you come on a Real Housewives show. I have to say, I know this is a terrible thing, but I'm kind of glad Melissa and Teresa are at odds again. Because that is what I loved about Jersey was like, that is some dark drama when it's actual consequences. With friends, you can just cut them out of your life, but with family, ooh. And the scars are still there.
No. I have to say, I was in a meeting and we watched more of the first episode and there's another like tease in it and it is even better than that one where you get, it's a lot of like, you need to control Joe. Like,
right.
The whole problem really is Joe Gorga, it sounds like.
Right.
So it just is like, whose responsibility is it? Maybe it's Joe's, guys. Maybe Joe's
maybe
his own
neither
man.
Of right. you need to worry
yeah.
about it.
Right, right.
I can't wait. No Danielle, noticeably.
I saw her in a flash.
Flash?
I saw a flash of Danielle.
All right, so very little Danielle.
Right, I know. I was upset about it. I only saw her for, like, but a moment.
But we do know she's going to be a friend this season.
Right.
So
All right, great. So we have some engagement news. Summer House's Kyle Cook and Amanda Batula are engaged.
Yes, Kyle and Amanda.
I know. I was so excited. They sent us this super cute video. It's adorable.
Hi, BravoTV.com. Kyle here, and I've got some big news.
We're engaged.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
It is so weird. It is beyond weird. I never thought that Kyle and I would get to this point where he would finally realize that I'm the best he's ever going to be able to do.
It turns out mankind is capable of evolving.
How surprised are you that they are engaged?
You know what? I'm not that surprised because when they came into the office and we interviewed them, they were kind of like, F- all those people, we're really doing it. Versus like everyone on that cast was like, there's no way you're going to make it. Boo your love. But
I'm surprised.
That's what they were like.
Right. I'm surprised just because of her age. She's young, and in New York, that's kind of rare. So
she wanted it, though.
No, of course. I just mean that, like, she's under 30, you know, and you don't see a lot of that here.
She got that Thanks, ring. Thanks, Megan.
Dang. Wait, I'm saying that.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just one of the olds. I'm just the same. Olds and singles.
Same girl.
But congratulations, Kyle and Amanda. Better than keys. She got a ring.
Right.
And the ring is 2.5 carats.
What?
Yep. Just a little ring detail for you.
I guess that app maybe took off.
And Bravo's Real Housewives Awards are back.
Yes, it's like the Oscars of BravoTV.com.
Right.
And everyone can go and vote. We have some amazing categories like Best Style, Best Comedic Performance, Miss Congeniality.
My favorite one is Most Memorable Wig.
Oh, yes, that's a good one. And Most Iconic Moment. So that would include moments like Marlo helping Nene fix her wig.
So many memes.
Lisa Vanderpump leaving Dorit and Kyle at that dinner.
And then they're just standing with their mouths agape.
Gaping.
Exactly. Looking down the road.
So that's
how
just,
do you choose?
I know. And that's just to give you a taste of what you can get. So go to BravoTV.com right now. Click around. Vote, 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 vote.
You literally can't miss it. And you can vote in the description below. Click that link. Vote for everything.
Yes. And that's all the news I have. Yeah. So we're going to change things up a little bit this week. I don't know what big thing you want to discuss this week.
I know, and I don't know what you wanted to discuss this week.
Wow.
What?
So should we just jump into mine?
Sure.
Right?
I was going to be like,
age before beauty, Rachel.
Okay. Aw, I like that.
Yes.
Okay. She's saying I'm beautiful, you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You heard it here first.
So my big thing this week, and you and I have kind of talked about it just because I couldn't believe what I was watching, is Vicky's dinner party on this episode of OC when all the ladies are sort of going after Gina about her divorce and how they don't understand it. And then Vicky makes the comment that maybe Gina doesn't have a moral compass because she doesn't believe in God.
And that's why you're giving up on your marriage.
Right.
Ooh. It's just one of the cringiest moments of Housewives I've ever watched.
Right. It just, along with politics, let's just keep religion out of it, maybe at a dinner party.
Right. Isn't that like dinner party etiquette? No politics, no religion.
Yes, and no sex. But I always forgo that one.
Of course.
Of course you do.
But then they're all surprised that she's getting upset. It's like, well, that's an upsetting thing to hear from
someone. Pretty upsetting thing.
You have no moral compass.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to be upset if you say that to me.
I think what was upsetting to me about it was Vicky saying, well, no wonder you're in this situation. Because all of them at that dinner table have been divorced. So I don't think we can blame it on some sort of lack of moral compass. Things happen and they happened to all of them.
And what I didn't understand either is like why her saying, I don't love my husband anymore, isn't a good enough reason. They kept being like, well, there's no abuse or addiction, so I don't get it.
Right.
And I was like, or they just don't want to be married anymore, which happens all of the time.
I was happy to see Tamara be like, it's none of our business.
Yes. Tamara, I feel like, has really grown.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that maybe 5 years ago, this would have been the Tamara would have been Tamara's reaction.
Right. But, you know, as icky as this whole religion factor was, it's not the first time it's come up on the show.
Right. Alexis Bellino is who I am automatically think of.
Right.
And what was her tagline? It was,
God is my savior, my husband is my king, and my body, it's sinful.
Yeah, so I feel like Whoa. She was sort of the first to...
Jesus jugs.
Like, she just was out there about it.
Right. It's always been a big thing on OC in particular.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so in season 10 reunion, Alexis Bellino wasn't on the show, but that was the season Tamara got baptized, and Alexis wrote an email to Andy Cohen saying that Tamara was making a mockery of her religion.
And then, in fact, I do love Jesus, which is why I cannot sit back and watch a mockery be made of my Savior. The greatest part of a walk with God is that he loves you where you are. You don't need to be perfect. However, that doesn't give you a hall pass to become baptized and then continue your old, unkind, and manipulative ways. Someone's faith is not for entertainment.
Whoa.
Yeah, and season 12, it kind of was a reverse argument, but Megan King Edmonds told Lydia that she should use her brain and not the Bible when it comes to making up your mind about psychics.
What I'm trying to say is it doesn't make sense to me because they're not trying to push anything on you. They're just trying to be a normal person.
Okay, so why you're can't not, you just like, you don't be believe in that? Jesus. You don't understand my faith. So, of course, it's not going to make sense to you. I don't want it. It doesn't need to.
I don't know. I just think you should use your brain and not have the Bible tell you what's right and wrong all the time.
Ooh. Yeah. But they did it on New York, too. Bethany told Jules in the season 8 reunion that she didn't think Jules was a good Jew.
Oh.
I know. Cringe, How cringe, can, cringe, cringe, cringe.
It reminds me of when Kyle called Carlton anti-Semitic. Right? Like, I feel like recently we've been like, well, people are going really deep now. But actually, no. It's not now. It's yeah. like always.
Yeah. So, yeah, that I couldn't not talk about that moment because.
Right. What an uplifting choice.
Sorry. It's just what was on my mind this week.
No, it was like it like a very like what is happening right now.
Yes.
Moment.
Yeah. What about you?
Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah.
What did you think about Gina calling her husband from the bathroom?
Oh, I kind of loved that.
I did, too.
Because. To me, it proves what she's saying, which is we're best friends, but we don't want to be married to each other. Not that I fully understand it still, but I thought that that just showed, wow, they're really partners, both in marriage and in divorce.
Right.
So maybe she's correct in that this won't be an awful thing for her.
And I feel like that they kind of glossed over her saying, I'm not hurt. I just don't show that to everyone. Because I think a lot of their issue with it, too, was like, you're so nonchalant
you're
about
so it. So flippant, yeah.
Yeah. So I was happy that she was like, no, I'm just not showing it to you guys because I just met you.
Right. Well, what was your big moment this week?
I wanted to talk about, because I feel like it's like kind of coming to a head, this Morgan and Mike relationship. What is going on?
What is going on?
I have several thoughts. Number one, she cooked Shabbat dinner, like all of it.
And she's not even Jewish.
That's kind of major.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Most people don't even cook for their boyfriends.
And this is after you've heard that you're not.
Am I the only one?
No, I don't cook at all.
Yeah.
And Megan's married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We cooked for Aaron once in 12 years.
Right. I have the Carrie Bradshaw approach where, like, shoes are in my oven, you know?
Right.
That's who I am.
So, yeah, a Shabbat dinner.
Right. When you're not even Jewish. So I would have no idea how to cook a Shabbat
She's
dinner.
Just Googling left and right on what to do.
Right. So she did that. And that's after finding out he doesn't want her around his parents.
Right.
So, like, she's doing this after that.
For no ruse.
Which that had to be terrible to hear. MJ's literally telling her, I think it's shady what my friend is doing to you. Why is this happening? And then could you imagine being her and watching this moment of him being like, do you want to go to Las Vegas? And then cut to interview. I don't want her to go to Las Vegas.
Right.
Mortified.
But you and I were saying we kind of understood that part.
That's the only part that I do understand because when I go away for a girl's trip or like a bachelorette, or sometimes you want to just be around your best friends that you've known forever.
Yeah.
And you don't want like your significant other
you
there.
You don't want to have to babysit someone yes. who doesn't know all the inside jokes, who doesn't, you know.
But then why ask?
Right. I think he felt pressured from Reza, but he shouldn't have. He should have withstood the pressure and just not invited her.
Right. What did you think of the the compromise of the second night?
Oh, right. Yeah. No.
Just don't come. Just like, don't if I come. Had to, like, if from her perspective, if I had to, like, negotiate when I can come or when I'd be like, you know what? F you. I'm not going. And right. if you didn't chase after me, we would be done.
Right.
Morgan brought this up when talking to MJ, but I also was thinking, you know, he got really burned with Jessica, whether or not it was his own fault. We'll let you guys decide. I think that he's being uber cautious before bringing anyone seriously into his life. Like, even Morgan said the effect at the bowling, being like, well, he's been through a lot, so, like, I think he's just being really careful and, like, choosing his battles and stuff and all of that. So I think it's maybe, like, a reflection of him, like, really wanting everything to line up before he takes any big serious steps. But then again, she's cooking Shabbat dinner for you. Maybe she shouldn't be there at all. She's just your sometimes person on the side.
So it's funny. I've started watching a show that is like in its millionth season, but it's Made in Chelsea. I had never watched it before, so I'm really binging. I'm like on the third season, and it's basically the British version of The Hills. And I watch these guys who continue to sort of be in relationships on the season, and then the next season they're not in the relationships. And it's like I'm too close to our own shows, but watching this one I get it, which is, yeah, of course you're not settling down in a relationship. You are legit reality TV famous right now. So you have girls coming at you from all angles. Of course you're not settling down. And I think that's sort of like what Mike is dealing with. And it's what we see on Southern Charm and we see on Vanderpump Rules. It's not that they don't want girlfriends, but the second they say that, they no longer get their, I don't know.
The juice. You lose the juice.
Lose the juice.
I just kept thinking of that scene when he's at the club and that woman's literally, like, putting her butt in his face. And he's like, I don't want to be here
She's literally shaking her butt in his face, and he's like, please stop.
Yeah, I don't want to see your butt in my face anymore.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I think it's that, and I think he's gun-shy. I think he's super gun-shy about, like, really pulling the trigger on anything serious. But I do like the way he'll talk about her and be like, he's always like, she's an amazing woman. She's an incredible person. And maybe because, and I know I'm like twin flame biased. Yeah. I'm like deep in.
I know, because I'm just shaking my head no this whole time.
But maybe he's like, she's so great. I don't want to fuck her over, but I do like her. But I can't commit.
That just said...
He shouldn't be with her at all.
No, but the translation is, I will cheat on her because there are so many people around. I don't want to commit.
Mm.
That's not cool.
Right, but not... I don't mean commit, like, so I can be with other people. I mean just be with someone at all.
I think he just... Ugh. I think he wants the best of both worlds.
Right. I agree with that.
He wants his cake
and he wants to eat it too. That's true. What would you do if you found out your friend talked to your girlfriend, was like, my friend's being an a**hole to you?
I don't think that Mike and Morgan are in the same relationship. Sorry I said it. How can you not introduce a really good girlfriend to your mom? That is so shady.
I think I'd be really mad.
It's hard to say because... I'm sure he's going to look back and be like, yeah, I was not being great to Morgan.
Mm.
You know?
Right. Maybe watching it now, he's like, I shouldn't have done any of this.
How old is she again?
I think she's like 25.
Yeah. That's also what struck me is, like, you know, they keep talking about how young she is and she really doesn't seem like it. But at the same time, she probably has these...
rose-colored glasses on, mm-hmm. kind of.
About, like, what relationships are and what they would be with him.
I was going to share a secret.
Okay.
Our secret.
Oh, all right.
The other day, we did a deep Google search into her and found her Instagram.
I had a really hard time finding her Instagram.
I found it right away.
Okay. Well, good for you.
You got to look through people's friends.
Yeah. Yes.
So
okay.
If you
That's
look
what
under.
I was trying to find her last name and I. Okay.
Right.
What did you guys find?
So we found out some more information.
It's very Swedish.
No, she's Swedish and Persian.
Mm-hmm. It looks very much like, you know when you look at an Instagram and the description is personal blog?
Yes.
That's what it was.
Right.
You know, it's a certain type of gal with certain types of photos.
Like the Instagram models that we see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Nicole.
You're welcome.
She is like an Instagram model.
There was a particular picture that you did not like.
Oh, it was a French bulldog between her thighs.
Which I think was Mike's? Is it one of, or was it hit hers?
Oh, who's the one on the counter? I think it is hers.
Mm.
But either way, it was like a close-up. It was kind of sexual. I don't like that. Keep your sex and your pets separate.
Agree.
Sex and pets.
Is that a podcast? Is that the next one?
I liked it.
All right. Okay. Morgan's going to have it now. Just copywriting it. But yeah, I encourage you all to look up her handle and experience that like Megan and I did.
Yeah, but we're not going to give it to you. You have to do the search. Just like we
I'm
did.
Just saying, if you go under one of the Shaws, look at their friends, control find Morgan.
You're like part of the CIA.
Seriously.
Brilliant.
But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that and where we think they are in their journey. Do you think that she'll go to Vegas? Do we know if she goes to Vegas?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I hope for her sake not. But then again, as a viewer, I hope yes, because maybe there'll be some drunk fighting. Okay, well, it is time for our Word on the Street with Eric J. Mack.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Great. Can't wait to hear what's been happening.
Okay, well, here's what's been happening. So we're going to take it back to my old segment, and we're going to start talking about Erica Jane.
Oh, the most
yes,
Erica Jane moment
right.
of the week.
Oh, you better
my
believe
God.
It. So she has been teasing her Pretty Mess tour on Instagram, and she posted a picture just a couple days ago. And it's her kind of prepping, rehearsing. She's it's to the tune of her 2015 dance hit, Crazy,
oh.
which if you don't know, you should listen. It's very like Kylie Minogue kind of, it's fun.
Sold.
You'll like it.
High praise.
I'm glad to see her back in her element. I mean, I feel like this is where she kind of started her career, is in this like sort of showbiz kind of thing. So it's nice to see her doing that. And she did also just today actually announce some new tour dates. So we have more opportunities to go see Erica Jane.
She's going
to
be in Jersey City, y'all. So
Jersey City. And she added a tour date to Long Island. So if we feel like going out.
Well, I just want to say that like John, Dorinda's boyfriend, I want a free ticket.
I think you deserve it.
I think so.
Do you think you'll get called that morning? To be offered the free ticket.
I'll probably text Erica and she'll be like, how could you be texting me this?
Right,
the day
right
of
now.
My performance?
You'll be the diva in the
yes,
situation.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so then the next thing, it's going over to Real Housewives of Atlanta territory. So as we know, Portia is pregnant, which, yay. So what I thought was really fun was Portia shared a video over the weekend called a PMZ exclusive. And she got video of Shamia coming down the escalator. I'm assuming, I think it was at an airport. And she did the whole like TMZ, like, hey, Shamia, like, welcome. Like, let's chat. Like, how are you feeling? You look pregnant. Like, it was really, she really played into that sort of like paparazzi.
So they are friends again.
They are friends again, which is really great to see. I mean, I've always liked Shamia and I feel like I've always liked Portia, and I like when they get along because I think they're a lot of fun together. And it's nice to see that they're coming back together over this like shared experience of being pregnant.
Right. Now they can have babies together.
Yeah.
Pregnant besties, preggies.
Presties?
Hard no.
Fine.
Pregos.
There's like a real baby boom happening in Atlanta
yeah.
right now.
It's
like,
spring.
I don't, I
what
mean,
is it? Water.
What water
I
are they drinking?
I am not sure.
Never going.
So then taking it back up here to New York. We have discovered a...
He's doing my thing.
I know.
What?
So for a long time, whenever we would talk about all the shows, I would be like,
what's
that across the country?
it was like every single segue had to do with the map location.
Like, okay,
we're
going to
head down south.
So now we're taking the I-90 over to...
95 North, the whole way.
Yep.
I've also discovered a hidden talent from one of our housewives.
Mm.
Luann can sew.
Oh. She posts. Hear that, Craig?
Rachel showed me this video.
Yeah, so we got a video of Luann sewing a pillow.
Oh, my God. And she's sewing pillows?
Yeah.
That's Craig's bread and butter.
Direct competition. I think we should put them in touch.
They're both single.
She's single.
And just because they sew pillows?
He sews. She sews.
Well, it's actually, I mean, it's a talent that I feel like I wish that I had, because she brings up, when she's talking about it in the video, she says, you know, I learned this in home ec, which is what they used to teach us back in the day when we took home ec. And I for sure took it in middle school. And I do not remember a single thing that I learned.
You really? Took home ec?
Yeah, but I remember we learned how to make like eggs and bacon. Like we made breakfast food. That's all I can remember.
Did you have to take care of a fake baby?
No. I don't even think we got like the egg or anything.
We had an egg.
That I did in second grade.
Second grade?
Yeah. Wow. They were teaching us about penguins, so that was the tie-in. But then later when people told me it's like to teach them.
Were you co-parenting the egg or was it
just me.
Single parent?
I was a single mother.
Yeah, no, we never did that. I mean, home ec, I remember learning about breakfast food and that's about it. I wish I knew how to sew. It would come in handy so much.
I learned sewing through my theater major.
Naturally.
Yep, of course we had to take prop making and stuff. So I had to learn all the different stitches and I had to take a test about it.
Wow. Well, I missed that opportunity too. I was a theater kid. What was I doing?
You're not backstage sewing.
Apparently not. All right, guys, that's what's going on in the streets today.
Thank you. Yeah. And everyone, follow Eric J. Mack on Twitter and Instagram. Tag him in the stuff you want him to see. So we talked to Kelly Dodd.
Yes.
So exciting.
Yes.
And she brought a special guest with her. We're not going to tell you who it is, but two words.
Got milk?
Yes. Here it is. Well, Kelly beat us to the punch because we were going to ask, where's the milkman? And he is here today.
He is. Isn't he hot? Look at him.
Very good looking.
Yes.
Good looking.
He's handsome.
Handsome. Are you still single?
I am.
Okay.
I'm single and ready to mingle, girls.
How is it going?
It's not. It's not going anywhere.
I mean, come on, though.
No, seriously. I'm, like, so busy. I have zero time, literally, to date. Like, my gist of the dating is with my girlfriend, Taylor. I'm, like, attached. Like, honestly, people are thinking we're lesbians because we are together, like, 24/7.
Being a woman of witty words, what is, like, your go-to pickup line when you are dating?
A pickup line?
Yeah.
Oh, what did she say to you?
Oh, yeah, what did she say to you?
You would know.
Yeah, what did I say to you? Hey, well, if you're staring at me, I'd be like, hey, I see you peeking, but you ain't speaking.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to use that.
And then they come up and talk to you.
Amazing. So would you consider him a bench on the bench?
He's on the bench.
How many guys you got on the bench?
I have a rotation.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
He's regretting coming.
I'm so sorry.
We can move on.
Yeah, we can move on.
He knows I'm joking. He knows I'm kidding.
So Vicky kind of said in this latest episode that you were trying to date a billionaire.
Yeah, did you like that? I want to find a billionaire. Sign me up. Jesus. So, I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if she was being, you know, shady. Or if that's something that you...
She's shady.
Yeah. Well, to prove it, I just want to ask a hypothetical.
Okay.
I'm very money driven, by the way. Yeah. So this is not...
Who doesn't like money?
Who doesn't?
And if they say they don't, then they're lying.
Absolutely. All right. There are only two men left in the world that you can date.
The milkman.
He's not
See,
part of
number
this.
One now. You're off the bench.
Oh, the milkman's off the bench? Oh, this is a hypothetical.
Hypothetical. Only two men.
Okay.
One is the best looking guy you've ever seen, but he only makes $70,000 a year.
Okay.
The other makes $5 billion a year, but he's the worst looking guy you've ever seen. But they're both super nice.
I would take the hot guy.
Really? Okay.
I'm all about the thrills and not about the bills right now, girls.
So yes. Take that, Vicky.
Yeah.
Take that.
Right.
It depends. Who's got a big dick?
Oh, we didn't even think about about that.
Right. I asked sub questions and I was like, well, you know, what are they like? What are the other things like? How are they in bed?
If the guy's really hot and he has a small dick, f*** it. I'll go with the billionaire.
Yeah. F*** it. Not f*** him.
Right.
Yeah. No.
That's an important. Yeah.
It's important.
We didn't think that one through. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah. I'm just thinking things through for you ladies.
Yeah, thank you. Right, right. I mean, we've already gleaned so much wisdom, I think, today. I have my new pickup line. So we wanted, speaking of Vicky and Steve
money.
And money, where did this rumor come from that Vicky, Steve is only dating Vicky for money?
Because my friend Frank, not Frank this milkman, but my other friend Frank, ended up getting sloppy seconds from Steve's ex-girlfriend. And so Steve's ex-girlfriend is good friends with Steve. And, yeah. and that's how I got the information. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you know why they broke up before?
He was a dick to her. I mean, I was like in Chicago with her and I ended up going to Cabo with her because her boyfriend wasn't happy about the $10,000 a week at El Pedregal in Cabo, which was, I'm glad she took me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad he didn't go. But he sounded like a spoiled little brat. And, you know, last year when I was friends with them, he's like, I don't want to film. I'm not getting paid. I'm not doing, you know, it was like I don't want to be on TV and blah, 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 blah. And now he looks like he's loving the limelight. He's on Cameo. He says, he's like, I'm not on social media. Bullshit.
He's on Cameo?
Yes, he's on Cameo. He's making money, yo.
Wow.
He's on Cameo.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Oh, and he doesn't follow social media. Yeah.
Interesting.
She's got him on all kinds of stuff getting paid.
Well, I talked to her a couple days ago.
She's got him going to work.
Vicky loves work, though, we know.
Well, Cameo. He's doing all kinds of appearances and getting paid for them. Good for them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She was in here Monday, and she said, I was like, when's the last time that you talked to Michael? Because you and Steve were friends with him. And she says, it's been a while. I think Kelly got into his ear about me and Steve. Did you tell Michael not to hang out with Vicky and Steve?
No, I didn't, actually. But Michael always has my back.
That's nice.
And he will always stick up for me.
That's very sweet. I wasn't sure where you guys were today.
Anyway, yeah, but Michael loves me. Like he loves me, and I and Michael's dependable, and he's reliable, and you know he's my family, and he always has my back no matter what. I mean, he might like throw little fits and things like that, but he loves me. And if anybody like treats me bad, I think he'll just ice him out.
I love
But I didn't know that about him because I don't really ask any questions about Michael's, private. I don't care. I just want him to be nice to me and my daughter.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, knowing you guys are still friends, we had one burning question. Who got the mold of your boobs?
Yes.
In the divorce?
I think I threw them away.
No!
I didn't want to see those big ass titties anymore. I threw them away.
You could have made money selling them.
The mold of my boobs?
Yeah. Put that on eBay. Someone would buy it.
No, it's disgusting.
I mean, I think it belongs in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have put the cast in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
I could do a new one.
Yes. We'll have the kit ready next time.
Yeah, right here.
Yes. Well, what is your current status with Vicky?
You know, we ended the season fine. We did. But you know, when the show airs again, you kind of rehash everything again and you get mad.
Yeah.
Like, it's bizarre because you end up getting in fights with each other all over again. And it happened months ago. So,
right.
So we got kind of into it. I haven't really talked to her. She's mad at me. Oh. So, you know, we which is so funny. I don't care.
She thinks you're mad at her.
Oh, she does?
Mm-hmm.
She thinks I'm mad at her?
That's what she
said. Well, I am kind of mad at her. I'm the idiot, though, you know? See, she got Steve to do her dirty work. I need to find the milkman to do the dirty work for me next.
Right.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
It's only fair.
Right. You need a fall guy.
I need a fall guy.
We want to talk a little bit about the new wives.
The new wives?
Yeah. Who Gina do you prefer, Gina or Emily?
I like them both in different ways, but if I were to pick, I would probably pick Gina. Mm. Gina's more my speed.
Yeah, she yeah. said that she really connected with you.
Hello.
But she did tell me something. I was like, ooh, I bet Kelly could clarify this. I was asking her, like, who of the housewives, like, who are you vibing with, who not? And she said that the last time she talked to Shannon, they were supposed to go out together. Mm-hmm. And Shannon, an hour before, was like, ooh, sorry, can't. And she goes,
gotta go with Kelly.
It was all over social that she went to dinner with you. Yeah. What is that about?
Actually, I had a date one night, and I dumped him for Shannon. I did. I don't like going on dates. Have to sit there and look at somebody that you're like, ugh, have to like force talk, you know?
Do you have anyone ever call you emergency? Oh no, gotta go.
No. I'm the one that's the dumper.
Right.
Yeah.
So what happened?
But what did Gina say? Did she say I'm her favorite?
Oh, I think, I mean, she
I'm
was,
her favorite.
She seemed definitely like you were her favorite.
Yes.
I just, yeah, I guess I was wondering, you weren't part of the ditch Gina, let's go to dinner, Shannon.
No, that was, I didn't even know they even had dinner plans.
Okay, yeah. She didn't say you did. I was just wondering.
I would have invited Gina to come with us.
Right.
I had no idea. I wasn't in that conversation.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened. They would have to ask Shannon. That's a Shannon question.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of Shannon, you two seem to have gotten really close.
Yes. She's hilarious.
Do you think you bonded both being single and kind of in the same place or?
I'm more of though, like she likes to she likes to have relationships with guys or maybe needs that validation where I don't. So she spends a lot of time with one of her guy friends. And, I would like to go out with her more, but I think she's kind of more of a relationship person. And she likes that, where I'm kind of like, I want to just be single and come and go when I want to. And I don't have to, you know, answer to anybody, where she likes somebody there.
Right.
You know, and I feel bad for her because, you know, she's like, I'm lonely. And I'm like, well, come out with me. But, you know, it's like, it's hard. You know, I feel bad for her at times, you know. She's just a really loving, good person.
What do you think of her new boyfriend?
I know him very, very well.
Oh, you knew him?
Oh, yeah. Before. He was my best friend, Samantha Wilson's ex-husband.
Oh, wow. What a small world.
Yeah,
that's why I
really
don't
is.
Date in Orange County. Mm. It's like freaking sloppy seconds all over the place. It's disgusting. It's like everyone does each other over there. It's gross. So that's why I don't ever date Orange County, ever.
Well, so you know him, but do you like him?
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's
okay.
Cool. Yes, I do.
Cool.
Yes, and I liked him before she was dating him.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. That's good. We love all of you. We want you to be with good people.
Yeah. No, he's a good person.
So we have to talk about the elephant in the room, of course, this big argument you had with Shane and Emily and everyone.
Dork.
So we're sticking with dorks.
Dork. Bringing back the word dork.
I know.
And twerp.
We were talking about the other day. We were like, dork is like more cutting to us than pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, that's the point. That's why I said
it. Yeah, that's why I said it. Dork. No, and twerp, too.
I know, right. Twerp.
When was the last time you used twerp in your vernacular?
I know.
It's been a while.
Uh-huh. Right. It cut me to the core watching it. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Twerp.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have gotten in my business.
Right. And I, as I said, I never tell someone, well, you seem drunk. Like, just don't go there.
Well, first of all, if I was drunk, I'd been like, fuck yeah, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
like I would have said, cheers, let's have another one. You know right. what I mean? Like, I own my shit. If I'm right. drunk, I'm drunk. And I know what I am. So, right. But the mere fact that he says I was drunk and it was my first drink, I was like, oh, no, no, no. I wasn't even too deep. So it was like, you know.
You're like, no, I was just upset.
No, right. I was upset. No, you're lying because I'm not drunk yet.
Right.
Like, I want to get drunk, actually.
Right. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
watching it back, is it like what you remember or?
I didn't remember meeting him. And I said to Shannon, because they write the note takers, you know, they come back and they're like, I go, like she's like, I did introduce you to my husband. So I went to them. I go, did they introduce me to Shane? Like, did they? Because I didn't think it was, I thought she was lying. They're like, yes. And I go,
But I feel like, me just watching it, you could tell that you weren't in the moment when you were being introduced to him. You know, like you can meet someone, but you're not really like zoned
in. I think she said, this is Shane. I don't even know her husband's name.
Right.
I don't, you know what I mean? I mean, people don't even know the milkman's name, you know? It's like, you know, but it's Frank, by the way.
I when you said it earlier, I was like, oh, it's Frank.
It's like Mr. Big, we finally know.
Frank the Tank. You're my boy, Blue.
Looking back, is it as cringy as you think, or you're like, oh no, that's exactly what happened and I stand by it?
No, it was exactly how it happened. The only thing I didn't remember was getting introduced to Shane. I probably didn't hear her say, this is my husband. I heard just like, Shane, hi, how are you?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It went like, wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Because they didn't show, there was a whole bunch of people in Tamara's kitchen that I didn't know. So, you know, nice to meet you. You don't remember everybody.
Right.
It was clear when I was talking to Shannon, did you meet the husband? No. Did you? Where is he? We had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I that was very clear to me watching it, that you just didn't remember.
Right. Okay, right. Well, good, because I'm like, I was really upset because I'm like, no, they're going to cut to that. I knew it. Yeah.
Have you been like dreading that all season?
No, I don't really care.
Is there anything coming up you're dreading?
No. I'm pretty safe this. I'm going forward.
Nice.
I think. I get into it in Jamaica.
We wanted to talk about Jamaica. I haven't heard specifics. I just heard
the Jamaica
trip is insane.
It's insane.
So what happens?
I can't tell you what happens, girls. You have to watch.
Give us just like a little tease.
So we get to Jamaica, and there's beautiful, beautiful resort. I mean, it's beautiful there. I had no idea how beautiful Jamaica is. And we get there, and the air conditioning breaks. And listen, we are from California,
right,
where it's perfect weather 99% of the time, right?
Right.
And so we're used to cool, perfect weather. So anytime it's a little hot, we all go nuts.
Right.
So like none of us know how to, and I'm from Arizona, but I haven't lived in Arizona since 2003. Yeah. But if you are a little bit uncomfortable, like with heat, like we freak. So we get there and Vicky starts like getting red and like flushed.
Oh, no.
And I thought she was having a heat stroke.
It's like in Ireland. Not again.
I mean, it was like no. It was for real, legit. And we all were uncomfortable but we ended up like throwing water on her, having a good time. And
we
got to go on these fabulous excursions. We went to a waterfall we climbed up the waterfall. It was beautiful. And we did this canoe ride. Like, it was like a boat thing. It was like a raft, like a wooden raft. And like Tamara and I were together, and the guy goes, yeah, I'm on. And we made a drinking game up. We're like, take a drink, everybody says, I'm on. And I'm like, you know.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, Tamara rode with me, which always is the fun time. And Tamara gets a little upset that Shannon wants to go on the raft with Vicky. So that you'll see that change in their relationship starting. And then you'll see how Shannon is always, everything is about herself. And, you know, she lives in this beautiful house. She gets paid a lot of money from her husband, and she freaks out about the stupidest things. When in Jamaica, you see these, you know, dilapidated houses and you know, kids like struggling, and here you are worrying about that you have to move.
Right.
So, you know, it was like, you have to put things in perspective. And we tried to talk to her about it, and she didn't like what we had to say. So she freaks. We were really, really worried about her, and she didn't call us. And Like, we were legit, like, worried about her. And she wasn't answering. All she had to do is, like, give me a little thumbs up. You know right. what I mean? I'm fine. I'm good. So it was even more of a panic. And it kind of put a damper on us having a good time. Oh, you know, getting imagine. To see these, like, sights. And then, because you're really worried. You're like, okay, did she go out in the town and she's lost? I mean, you know, and then you know, it's like having a kid. You know, you want to know how they are and they're not responding. And then, you know, you get worried and then you get mad. You know what I mean? So I get upset with her. Yeah. Really upset. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really... and Tamara and her screaming at each other, and you know, Vicky doesn't say a word. She's always trying to avoid, not get involved.
Did you feel was crazier to live through, this Jamaica trip or that bus ride from
that
Ireland?
Do you know that bus ride from Ireland wasn't even like that was on recorded on iPhones?
Right.
We weren't at all mic'd up. That was 100% real. And that was a nightmare, actually. It was worse. I mean, they cut a lot of that out, you know, and I think that actually changed, you know, OC after that because, you know, we can't behave that way.
Right.
Even though I do, to little dorks.
Was that your first season? I'm trying to remember now.
Ireland was my first season.
Right, and you were in Iceland. Yeah.
Because Deandra from Dallas was talking about the second season curse. Like most people, they have their best season the first season and then their worst the second. But yours is sort of reversed, I feel.
No, this is my third. This is my best
season.
No,
I know, but like, I just mean your first season probably was the hardest.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Well, a horrible experience.
After that, what made you want to come back?
They talked me into it.
Yeah, I bet they have some really good sales. Yeah, on that end.
Money talks and bullshit walks, right?
Right. How is Megan King Edmonds? Do you still talk to her?
No, but I ran into her brother at Soho House on Sunday.
Ooh.
RJ.
No way.
Yeah.
He's a good looking dude, right?
He's hot. He's a model.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's the one that shares the dog with Carol.
Yeah, but Carol, I was with Carol Raswell, yeah, but Carol said that he's a bit, you know, they named the dog Baby.
Yeah.
He's a deadbeat baby daddy.
Oh.
He moved to Brooklyn, and so.
Yeah. So he just left the family.
Yeah, he left the family, so yeah.
Yeah. That's so crazy that you ran into him.
I know. I run into him every time I come here. I went to this rooftop bar my first season in Williamsburg, like on some top rooftop bar. He comes up to me. He's like, you're on my show with my sister. I ran into him there. And then I'm at some other party. The last time I was here, I ran into him there. And then I ran into him again.
I
run into him every time I'm in New York.
I think you're meant to be together.
I was going
to
say, I think fate is telling you something,
Kelly.
He's
gay.
Oh.
But as friends, become besties.
No, I don't like his sister.
Oh. So things aren't.
Why would I talk to her? She lives in St. Louis. Good luck with that.
Right.
It's really the distance. That's the problem.
It's the distance.
Well, Kelly, you never disappoint.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye, Frank.
Yeah, thank you, Frank.
Okay, and then just the highlight of my life was talking to Jerry O'Connell. By the way, the nicest person I've ever met.
Ever? In my whole life.
Okay, so he, on his way to coming to the interview room, he was stopping by everyone's desk. He was introducing himself, shaking hands, brought chocolates with him.
Yeah, he stopped at Godiva Chocolate to get us chocolate-covered strawberries.
I don't think they were necessarily for us,
but I don't think he was getting, like, 15 for himself.
That's true. I mean, I love him so much, and mainly also because he has such an encyclopedia like knowledge of the housewives, and I want you all to hear his many impressions now.
I just wish you all could feel what it felt like to have his baby blues stare into your soul.
Have they all been up here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Leanne and Kelly both up here yesterday?
Yes.
Yep.
Did you do them together?
No, separately.
Did you meet the
milkman? Yeah, how was it together? Oh, yeah, did you meet the milkman?
I mean, are we starting this?
Yes, we're recording.
I met the milkman yesterday.
He was so gorgeous.
Good looking.
He was hot.
And Kelly basically insinuated he has a huge penis.
Oh, so did she?
Yeah.
It's funny. I'm glad to see that those kids are back together again. I think they went through a bumpy period.
We were all worried.
But they're definitely not exclusively dating. I mean, Kelly was...
No. Yeah, she's very open very about
candid.
That.
Very candid about her love life.
Did she hit on you?
Kelly's a free agent. No, Kelly did not.
Okay.
Kelly Leanne. Was super respectful. Leanne did not hit on me.
All right.
I'm trying to think what... I have a Countess Tom story.
Tom.
Tell us right now.
I was at a charity event in New York. For a theater company I worked for, Second Stage, they put on great productions. And the Countess is there. Now listen, I've done plays for Second Stage, so I was going to go anyway. But when I heard that the Countess is going to be there, I was like, I put on makeup and everything. And she was there, and I met Tom. They were, I don't even believe they were engaged. Maybe they were engaged, but they were dating at the time. And I was thrilled to meet both of them. And I mean, we can say whatever we want about Tom now. I mean, it's sort of past the fact. When I met him, he like I went, "Oh, Tom, it's such a pleasure, Mr. D'Agostino. It's such a pleasure to meet you." And he was like, "How do you know Lou? How do you know her?" And he like sort of like got up in my face, and you know, I'm not like I'm a big guy. I mean, yeah. I'm not Jack's big, right. But I'm big. And so, it's, like, rare that, like, an older dude is, like, stepping up to me, you know? So he was like, "How do you know Lou?" And I was like, who is this guy? I was like, first of all, I've known her a lot longer than you have. I've been watching her for the last 12 seasons. And I said, "Oh, you know, Mr. D'Agostino," I was trying to be as respectful as possible. "You know, I just know her through Andy Cohen and Watch What Happens Live. And I'm such a huge fan." I think he thought maybe like I was like a former suitor or something.
Right, right.
And I was like, I made sure to say, "My wife and I are huge fans of hers and yours, and congratulations." And he was like, "Oh, all right. I'm just, okay." I was just like, he like put me through like the D'Agostino test.
Right.
And
you passed.
I guess I passed. I did not get an invite to the wedding. But I did go to Denise Richards' wedding.
Yes, how was it?
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful affair. It really was. I mean, they put it together pretty quickly.
Right.
He is H O T A F. He's a hot man.
She posted a photo of him in bed, and I was like, "Dear God."
I did not see that bed photo, but I'm sure it's so funny when my wife like went up to like go talk to the groom when we got our time with the groom. Like my wife, like everything he was saying, it wasn't even that funny. She was like, and like touching his arm. And I was like, I see you. I'm standing right here. He was literally like, "Yeah, we got some good weather today." And my wife was like, and just like squeezing his arm. And I was like, I see that. No, but those two kids are cute, man. It's really good. Do you have to say my wife and I, for people who love The Housewives, for people who love Beverly Hills Housewives, for people who us getting invited to Denise's wedding was literally like someone saying to a football fan, "Hey, do you want to like come play in the Super Bowl?" What? Right. You like football, right? Yeah, I love football. I love it. My wife and I watch football all the time. We lay in bed and we talk about all the different football games that happen every week, whether it's football games in Atlanta or football games in Dallas or football games in New York or football games in Orange County. We love talking about football. We'll even talk about football that happened in D.C. with those crazy people who snuck into the White House. We'll talk about any football you want to talk about. And they're like, "Oh, cool, because the Super Bowl's happening and we want you to play in that Super Bowl." So it was really exciting. We were there. But when we got there, we got really nervous. We were literally like, there was an area, beautiful wedding, Malibu, oceanfront, gorgeous, gorgeous. Well, quite possibly one of the most beautiful weddings I've ever been to.
Hey now.
And, but there was like a fence that was overlooking the Pacific Ocean. And my wife and I sort of like just slinked back there and then watched it all happen. And it was really exciting. A couple things I took away from the wedding. Everyone's beautiful. I mean, It was a really special day. It was really special to be there. Mostly it's special too because my wife, more so than me, is very friendly with Denise. And Denise, we all know this is no secret, has had a crazy few years. You know, she's trying her best. She's got a great father. And it's really nice to see a couple kids find love. You know, it's really cute. And as I said before, her new husband is hot AF.
Being such big Housewives fans, and your wife being so close with Denise, did they talk at all about like, oh my God, I'm starting this thing. You guys are huge fans.
You know, it's actually it's funny. We live in the same area. We live in a town called Calabasas. Made most famous by the Kardashians. Yeah. So Denise lives in sort of the gated community called Hidden Hills, and my wife and I live in the poorer section of Calabasas outside of the gates. But Denise did talk to us about starting this endeavor, the Housewives, and I don't think Denise was... I mean, I know she was not as big of fans of the franchise as my wife and I are. So before she started, we were telling her, like, don't let push you around. Like, you know, like...
A rundown of everybody.
Like, we, like, gave the rundown of everything. Listen, if anyone talks smack about your significant other, you got to get in their face and not let them do that, you know? So we, like, gave her the whole breakdown. I'm so sorry. Just to paint a picture, I just saw a picture... of Leanne Locken with knives as fingernails.
Yep.
And by the way, that would be an amazing manicure for her if she had mini knives.
For the reunion?
I know.
Yeah.
Coming ready?
I have to be very careful about when I say things about, like, facts about Bravo celebrities, because now that I'm on a show called Bravo's Play by Play, Monday nights, 10 p.m. after Orange County... If I get something wrong, people on like
They're
social media are like,
out.
You got it wrong. You shouldn't have a show on Bravo. I should have that show on Bravo because you make mistakes and you don't even know. It's fake. It's all fake. You just got this job because you're friends with Andy Cohen. I should have that job, not you. You suck. You suck. How dare you say bad things about David Bedore, you monster? He's living his best life. So what? He got a heart tattoo on his inner middle finger. F you, O'Connell. You suck. You know nothing about Bravo celebrities.
Right. Exactly that.
So avoiding that is the goal.
Yeah, it's scary. So I really have to be, like, careful. I can't be like, yeah, Carol joined season 4 of New York. I forget. Like, I don't know exactly what number she joined. I'm so sorry, everybody.
That's
Please
okay.
don't jump on me about that.
You know,
it was five, but
it was five.
We are so excited because you're a Bravo super fan, and I know everyone is just like they want to get to know exactly what your tastes are. Because sure, you love Bravo, but what do you love more? So we're gonna play a little Sophie Stanbury. Some people have a Sophie's Choice, but Sophie Stanbury was Our Lady of London.
Sure.
So we're gonna give you some hard ones.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Scary Island or Columbia?
See, this is why I love working here at Bravo. Because
one of
I'm going to really think about this answer. Scary Island was really like a borderline table flipping in the pantheon of... It actually defined not only the Housewives, but Bravo. Scary Island, I mean, it would be like saying, you know, like Hamlet or... Like a John Grisham novel, okay? John Grisham novels are super fun to read. You can't really compare anything to Shakespeare. But I do have to say, I have never, and you're going to think there's a problem with me. I'm some sort of sadist, but I don't think I've ever laughed as hard as I did when watching that Cartagena episode when they were on that boat. I don't know why it was so funny to me.
I was laughing out loud, and I was like, is this wrong? I mean, they all thought they were going to die, but there's something so funny about it.
Maybe we knew they lived because we had seen those paparazzi shots of them in the Cartagenian airport with Ramona in the wheelchair. All I remember is first seeing the thing and seeing Ramona in a wheelchair and being like, I can't wait for this. And then so seeing them, and then Tinsley being like, it's fine. The boat is supposed to go like this against the waves. This is what happens. And then Sonia just being like, I have children, I'm dead. You said I pissed myself. Here's my pissy pants. You play with my pissy pants. It was so crazy and funny to me. I couldn't stop laughing. So Scary Island is like, you can't compare anything to Scary Island. It really set the tone for all trips.
Right.
I agree. That was the right answer, I think.
But man, that Cartagena boat trip really made me laugh. Cartagena gave us a lot.
It really did.
Gave us a lot.
She's turning.
Got a phone call from Dorinda after the trip. It was like a week later, and she was like, I'm still dealing with this food poisoning.
That's really funny. Like, it's so funny. She's turning. I remember you had a podcast a couple episodes ago. You talked about not telling people they're drunk when they're drunk. You know? And it was really, I mean, it's really fun why... It really, like, that right there encapsulized. Listen, what's great about Bravo's play-by-play, what's great about your podcast is that these shows really bring up, like, important aspects of our lives. Like, that's a great lesson that we learned. Like, don't tell someone that they're drunk. Right. Just don't. It doesn't work for Shane.
No.
It doesn't work for Countess.
Nope.
And weirdly, while in Cartagena... Countess was completely in the right. Dorinda was completely in the wrong for going, no mugshot.
Yeah.
No mugshot. There's no mugshot. You broke a clock. There's no mugshot. I didn't get a mugshot. I didn't get a mugshot. Nobody took a mugshot of me. I'm not in jail. I'm not in jail. There's no mugshot. By the way, it's always funny, isn't it?
It's literally so funny. Always. Yeah.
Like, while that was completely in the wrong and Dorinda really went way too far. It's so funny. Dorinda has a little bit of a point in the fact that, you know, the Countess is in no place to tell her.
Right.
You're turning. She's turning. Oh, man. Funny stuff. Funny stuff.
We have another one.
Sure. Let's do it. Let's do this all day. I have nothing to do. Honestly, make this a 5-part Daily Dish podcast.
Let's do it. Envy. Or Kyle by Eileen 2?
You know what? I really miss me some Eileen.
Right.
I really do. What's she up to? Like, what's...
Yeah. Acting. I don't know.
I mean, it's so funny. Not enough answers are given as to why some housewives come back and don't come back, you know? Brandi Glanville really never answered. I mean, we can assume that there was obviously some large fight with the Todds, and that what it looks like is that they pull the strings, and that it's like that's what it looks like. I'm not saying that's what happened. Allegedly, that's what it seems. So I miss me some Eileen Davidson. She was funny, man. Oh, that game night at her house, that was some...
Oh, the best. And no one ever explained the fake cigarettes.
Right.
It was just all crazy. It was almost like taking a pop brownie and like things happening. And you're like, is this really happening right now?
The
like,
car what is ride this? To the game night was the best. Like Lisa Rinna just...
Let me tell you, like a lot of people might complain about Eileen Davidson not like, you know, she obviously, she didn't have like... Like, she didn't paint in bold strokes, if that makes any sense. But let me tell you, some really entertaining, crazy things always happened around her. So in a lot of ways, she could almost be like a catalyst for these things.
Right.
When Erica Jane in Hong Kong told her that she has no idea what she goes through every night. And I don't know verbatim what she said, so leave me alone on the internet, but it was something along the lines of, you have no idea
what
I go through. You shut your mouth. To like Eileen Davidson, and Eileen was like, what did I say? I'm so sorry. I mean, it was crazy. Oh, by the way, that was a little scary islandy when they were in Hong Kong after the junk boat.
Yes.
Oh, man, notice it's always boats in other countries
it
where the shiz
go well.
All goes down.
Your impersonations of housewives are amazing.
Yeah, really I hope there's a section of it on Play-by-Play.
I think there might be a little bit. I think I get a little bit of Gina on Orange County.
Yeah,
No, the divorce is fine. It's great. Look, we just split apart. We met at Hofstra. We got married. And now we're not married. Everything's good. Yeah, we have three kids. Oh, God.
I get super worried about this because I've seen like three episodes. The episode that I just watched on air, she told her mom, right? Okay, so she told her mom on the phone. Thank goodness. That was pretty emo stuff,
that
man.
That was crazy.
I was so... Could you imagine having that moment telling your mom that you're getting divorced filmed?
Are you ready for this? Gina Kay. I can't pronounce her last name.
Kirschenheiter.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Sorry, I didn't get that. By the way, I'd after the divorce, I'd see if I could get me maiden name back after that.
Right.
She's the best rookie housewife of all time.
She's a really great. I love her.
Why do you say that?
Came in with a divorce. Came in.
Yeah.
Not even like, not a Don with two N's, Orange County, like Trouble in Paradise. Not a Mario and Ramona, Trouble in Paradise. It's not looking good. Came in about to announce a divorce. Because what we're getting on Orange County right now and why it is currently the best show on television, we're getting the different stages of divorce. We're getting the birth of divorce. We're getting with Shannon post-divorce. With Vicky, we're getting a possible proposal. It's just an exciting time that's dealing with all levels and stages of matrimony on Orange County. And Gina, that first episode when she told Vicky that she was out of line for setting up Kelly Dodd's ex-husband with Steve's friend. Oh, man, if you don't know what I'm talking about, this is the wrong podcast for you. That's what I just said. But when Gina came after Vicky, I knew we had a winner on our hands.
Right.
Because she went for the queen, you know?
Right. Have you seen next week's episode?
Oh.
It's Vicky's dinner party, and they're talking more about Gina's divorce. And Gina tells the ladies, I'm not sure I believe in God.
Oh, yes. And there's a moral compass conversation.
Yes. Yeah. And then Vicky in interview being like, she's probably going to hell.
Yeah, that was a little crazy. it was a little crazy. Vicky's such a character, though. She's such a character. By the way, I always root for Vicky. Completely likable.
Oh, totally.
Even when she was defending Brooks with the fencer. That's fake cancer.
I know, I got it. Yeah.
I'm always on her side. I mean, even when she's really awkwardly trying to get a proposal out of Steve.
Do you think they'll get married?
Yeah, I think they have to. I think this ends in a marriage. Look, I mean, I didn't read The Secret, but I think Vicky did, and she's like really willing it.
She conjured him, basically.
You think? I mean, like, yeah, I'm about to get a ring on my finger. Oh, everyone's saying it looks like a proposal picture. Yeah. Maybe somebody will propose. My hand is feeling empty. I don't want to live in an empty house. Just chopping this food. Steve, making dinner. Should I put them on the grill? Really fun times on Orange County. Orange County is just clicking on all cylinders right now. Really fun to watch. Everyone's storyline. I'm not bored by one storyline on Orange County. I don't fast forward through one storyline. I watch them all. I soak them all up.
Somewhere Erin is a listener, and she asked, if you were single, which housewife would you want to marry?
She newly announced her pregnancy, but I really like Portia Williams.
I didn't know if I was going to go Portia or Kenya.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenya. Oh, man, I'm not sure I could handle Kenya.
Why Portia?
She's beautiful, really funny, and it's been fun to watch her find her voice on Atlanta. She's really gotten a great sense of humor. Once again, another cast member who came in who was married and then went through a divorce on the show early on to her former husband, Cordell Stewart, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. I just think she's super cute. And I met her and her sister, and they're really cute and nice. And she really makes me laugh. She just really makes me laugh. A lot of her, like when she was going vegan, like that really.
She was a baby vegan.
I mean, we all watched that documentary on Netflix, What the Meat, or what was it called?
What the Fork?
What the
House.
What the hell? Yeah. What the hell? And it was so funny that Portia was like, I watched this movie on Netflix, which we all watched. And she was like, and I'm a vegan. And like, it just really cracked me up. And there was that whole storyline where she like threw out all the bologna from her fridge. And it was so funny when she went to Jamaica with all the girls to go make the commercial. And she kept calling it the Mercial. And like, instead of getting into a fight with Kim Fields about her husband's wackiness or Kenya's craziness or anything with, you know, Peter and Crazy Matt, Kenya's ex-boyfriend, she just kept saying, like, why can't I be in the Mercial? And it just, like, really, it really made me laugh. She really is super cute. You know what's funny is I find them to be all attractive. I'm attracted really to all of them.
All of them.
There's not one housewife I'm unattracted to. There's not one, and it's funny, even the house husbands, while sometimes Shane, I mean, listen, we could go old school and go into Jim Bellini territory, but I'm trying to keep it somewhat contemporary here. Even Shane, like, while he makes me angry, he angers me. When I see him, he angers me. He gets my feels going, so he's doing a great job on this show, you know?
I said that too. I was like, he actually has, he belongs here, based on that performance the other week.
He belongs on Bravo.
Yes.
He's great. I mean, he's great. He genuinely got mad at Gina for being drunk and demanded an apology from Kelly. I mean, he's great. He's in it. Good job, dude.
Right. Pulling his weight.
Oh man, it was so what an exciting moment on Orange County, because it's rare you see physical emotions on Orange County. That's usually reserved for other franchises,
right?
But seeing Emily Ken and Kelly Sace and Thetner, and Emily, while beautiful and highly accomplished woman as a lawyer and party planner, I'm pretty sure she's from Oklahoma, right? I think.
Yeah,
I think she's an Oklahomian. When she was pointing and getting in Kelly Sace, she's like significantly taller than Kelly. It was It was a threatening posture.
Yes.
I will kill you. I will kill you. That is my husband. Could you imagine? And like Shane, who's a little more petite than Emily, was like standing in back of her, and his, you know, his the hair that's always coiffed up was like a little askew.
She's
he was
drunk.
Like, "Honey, honey, honey, I will kill you. Take that back." Like Kelly's supposed to go, "Okay, Baxie, sorry."
Yeah, yeah.
You're a dork, dude.
Dork.
Little bitch.
Twerp.
Dork. So funny. Kelly is one of the best. Kelly's one of the best.
So good.
Kelly is just great. And she's so funny because she's so like emotionally volatile. Like one moment she's like, "Oh God, I can't believe that Mike, you set Mike up. You're not a girl. You broke a girl code, dude." And she's crying. And the next moment she's like, "Yeah, this is my doctor friend. He's a Dr. Spine, the spine doctor. I can make out at this restaurant. Yeah, milk. I'm with the milk. God, you. She said my ex husband. You know, I regret getting divorced, too." She's like so emotionally volatile.
Right.
It's amazing to watch. She's so fun. She's so fun. I was going to say something funny before I went off on that tangent about her, but I do love her. I do love her.
We now officially love you.
Yeah.
Wait. Let me go do some of my other imitations.
Oh, okay. Get them all in.
Do I do a Shane? Is there a Shane imitation? Like, just ignore them. Just like, you know, whatever. This is you not drunk.
that was my
Shane, I did my Todd's for you. I did my PK, which is really quite good.
It's a really good one.
I do sort of a Dorit, which is sort of a weird one.
Yeah.
Because as we all know, she's from Connecticut, so it's strange that she talks like that. And I don't even think she's from, I mean, I did some research a few years ago, but it's not even a nice neighborhood in Connecticut. You know, there are some like super like, you know, like there are towns like Greenwich or like Darien or like places in Connecticut where it's like all the rich people live.
Yeah.
And I don't think Dorit is from that area. So that's really funny. I used to do a Phaedra. Everybody knows. Yeah, I just love it all. It's really fun. It's a good time.
Thank you so much.
Well, yes, thank you so much.
Guys, thank you. I mean, we should make this happen more often.
Yes, please.
I don't know why. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
All right, let's get into Rose and Thorn. This is when we talk about our favorite moments of the week, whether they were good, whether they were bad, all the in between.
Okay, let's do Rose and Thorn.
What was your rose?
It was Vita when MJ's like, I really want this like fun traditional part of the wedding, saying like, Tommy's gonna ask me to say no at first, and Vita was like, I will get up and throw up if this happens. It just was like so funny.
It's
to
so
me.
Surprising that Vita isn't about the old school tradition.
Considering she was like, where are your goldfish, Reza?
Right.
Where are your goldfish? It just made me laugh so much that like, finally, MJ's like, this would be something that would be on the same page. And she's like, I will throw up at your wedding.
My rose is, of course, just the fact that we know Jersey's coming back and getting that sneak peek at what's to come. Oh, I'm so excited. What's your thorn?
Well, it was Contessa's hat that she wears to the sit down with Toya.
Mm-hmm.
Just, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
It's just her hat. It was not my favorite. What was your thorn?
It happened a couple episodes ago, but I can't stop thinking about it. Is Adam breaking the emerald that Reza bought for his mother?
Now, this beautiful rectangular emerald cut emerald, it's missing 25% of itself because one corner is completely gone.
I'll replace it.
You can't afford to.
And I'll be able to afford to.
Really, some of the things you do sometimes just boggle my mind.
Like, it just is sticking with me because that's crazy and not okay, Adam. Accidents happen, but don't take it out of the box.
I mean, that's exactly what Mike says. He's like, maybe next time when there's a box, you don't open it or something like that. You're like, oh.
And as a throwback for my other newlywed Nick and Jessica fans out there, Jamie Lynn Sigler, a member of Sopranos, she was on a season of that show. Just like she was at a dinner with her then husband, and Nick had just bought Jessica a very fancy emerald ring. And she was...
Emerald again?
Yes. And so she was like sending it around the table for everyone to look at, and he dropped it. And the look on her face was just like Reza's.
Ugh. Was it okay though?
I think so.
Yeah, I guess you don't think... Because diamonds are like super hard, so you don't worry about them. But like other gems,
not so much.
Yeah, that was really, really rough. And the part that broke my heart, too, was Reza being like, well, you can't afford to replace it. So, yeah, that wasn't super great.
Right. Well, we want to know what your rose and thorns for the week were. Tweet us at BravoTV using the hashtag BravoDailyDish. And you can always find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meg Segura.
You can find me on Twitter at Rachie Robb and me on Instagram at SuspiciouslySmall.
And you can find me on Instagram at allday_Nikki.
Woo!
Fun, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me.